Well, the Prime Minister flies out to Hamburg in Germany today for the G20 Leaders Summit, where he plans to demand global action against the American tech giants in particular that would force them to work with intelligence agencies to give them the capacity to break into encrypted messages sent by suspected terrorists. But it's a breach of electronic data back home that had the government on the back foot, with the revelation that Australians' Medicare card numbers are up for sale on the dark web. Before the news, we were speaking with the Minister for Human Services, Alan Tudge. He confirmed only a small number of cards have been sold, and his main message was that your personal online health information is secure, that a Medicare card number alone is not enough to secure access to your records. Michelle Grattan joined us in our Parliament House studio. She was listening in to the Minister. Michelle, good morning.
Hi, Fran.
Were you satisfied by those answers given and assurances given by the Human Services Minister, Alan Tudge, before the news, Michelle, is that the government is on top of this breach?
I think it's really a bit unclear about the extent to which the government is on top of things, because he was being very cautious, saying a police investigation is underway. His strong message, as you just mentioned, was that we're talking about the card numbers, we're not talking about people's health records. But anything in the area of health and privacy is always incredibly sensitive to people, and so I think that people will continue to be very nervous about this despite reassurances. And also, of course, it opens up big questions of identity fraud and the use to which these numbers would be put by people buying them, and the extent of that, whether you're talking about individual cases or something wider.
Yeah, one of our listeners has texted in saying, no wide-scale breach, who'd buy 24 million Medicare numbers to be sure? Let's not get silly about what these are supposedly being used for. But clearly the Minister is concerned. When we asked him about Medicare fraud, that is the major concern. But as someone points out, Michelle, if it's only 75, and that's the number the Guardian's reported, as the website indicating have been sold, if it's only 75, presumably they can check all of those and find out if anyone is using them for Medicare fraud. That's not a lot to track down if they can work out the breach and who's got them.
Well, one would assume that, but you can presumably use these numbers for wider sorts of fraud than just accessing health services. So I think that there would be considerable worry about the potential for their use, and also the question of whether they're being bought by individuals or a group or whatever.
And the biggest worry that the government or the department didn't, no one seemed to know until the Guardian told them, even though, as Paul Farrell told us yesterday from the Guardian, that they were online for sale under the logo of the Department of Health since October last year. Michelle, Malcolm Turnbull, he flies off to Hamburg for the G20 tonight. He's making it very clear he wants cybersecurity to be very high on the agenda, though I think it's equally clear now that North Korea will knock almost everything off the agenda in the short term. How effective is the G20 summit as an organisation of action these days, Michelle?
It'll be interesting to see this one because, of course, you have Donald Trump present, and the North Korean action gives a whole new dimension to this meeting. It's generally been thought, I think, that the G20 reached its high point during the global financial crisis, and in years following, it was a bit a group in search of a purpose. Of course, we had the meeting here in 2014. Some ambitious goals for world growth were set, but there was slippage. So it's a group that's basically been traditionally focused on economics, but of course now we're seeing security issues of various sorts being more dominant at the meetings.
And just briefly and finally, Michelle, Tony Abbott, he's given another interview, this time to the Manly Daily, I think it is, which is in his electorate, defending his rights to speak out and to keep speaking out. He seems to be enjoying it. Turns out he's been visiting a number of electorates over the last few months, marginal seat holders, Conservative MPs, though there is a growing chorus too of people within his party room or the party room who are unhappy about the sort of things he's saying.
That's right. I think it is interesting, though, that some of these Conservative MPs are inviting him to their electorates because it suggests that they think he's a draw card, and they're associating with him by those sorts of invitations. It's also notable that the Nationals are starting to get anxious about what's going on in the Liberals. Well, more than a bit, I think. They feel that they held up their end at the election. They did well. They increased their numbers in the lower house even by one. And they are worried that the Liberals' infighting is really trashing the government. And that's, if it goes on, I think we'll probably hear a bit more from them.
Okay, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation.